Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jim Ainsworth, longtime certified financial planner, of course, also a Northeast Texas author. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about an article that I came across, and it has to do with the idea of requiring high school students to take a personal finance course in high school. Sounds like a good idea to me, Jim.
I think it's an excellent idea because I see so many young couples, especially when I was practicing, and I still get requests from people who are in a financial predicament to get them out, and it's because they don't follow I'm talking about low level basic financial principles, because they haven't ever been told how to do it. And a high school course, I think, could solve that problem.
What are some of those low level principles you're thinking of?
The biggest one, I think, is teaching people that they need to save 10% of their salary, and no matter what, and have an emergency fund, because emergencies happen throughout our lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, cars break down, we have to have dental work done, plumbing breaks. It's constant throughout our lives.
It's absolutely certain that something's going to pop up.
It's absolutely certain, and it happens to all of us. And when you're not prepared, then you have to borrow, or you have to depend on someone else. And then I've seen a lot of people they have no way to take care of it, so they borrow against a credit card, which has a high interest rate, or they borrow at the bank, or they borrow from someone else, or they ruin their credit, and it exacerbates a problem that could be probably handled, and. That's the biggest thing, and there's some simple ways to do it. We tend to think of financial planning, and teachers do too, as something extremely complicated, and it can get that way, but not for a high school student. It shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. The article said 17 states now require students to take a personal finance class. I don't think Texas is one of them.
I don't believe it is. My grandchildren haven't had it, and I think they probably need it. But it's taught in a lot of colleges, and I think there used to be a guy at Texas Tech that promoted the teaching it in high school, and I've taught a couple of temporary high school classes on it. But again, people try to get into budgeting. Budgeting is great, but I found that most people won't do it. Even in their 20s and 30s, they will not do it. So there's some ways to not do budgeting but still budget.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you mentioned college classes, and this particular article had to do with high school students, but not a bad idea for college students either. And, of course, most college students aren't required to take such a class.
And, you know, the nice thing I never wanted to be an accountant, and I fought it for 10 years after I fought it while I was here, and I fought it for 10 years afterward, trying to get out of that business. But I'm so grateful I stayed in it now, because accounting has something to do with everybody. Yeah. Everybody's got a balance of a bank statement, and it's like being a licensed plumber.
right.
You know how to do it. It affects everything.
That's right. Jim Ainsworth, our guest this morning, longtime certified financial planner and also certified CPA, which you alluded to a moment ago. And we were talking about this thing of the 17 states requiring students now to take a personal finance class in high school. 20 years ago, there was only one state that required that. So the trend is definitely moving in that direction.
Yes, and with student debt topping credit card debt right now. That's even more, and college tuition and everything else going up. Rent is extremely high. Kids get out of college and they can't afford to move out of the house. So financial planning, the basic fundamental financial planning would be good in high school and, of course, in college too.
There's an organization called the National Endowment for Financial Education. They've actually developed a curriculum for this.
Yes, and I think this may be the guy I know he was very active in it. I can't remember his name.
Uh-huh.
I used to know him, but it's been a long time.
Well, that helps when you've got something you can more or less take off the shelf and plug right in. You know?
Yes, it does. Everybody needs an emergency fund, a comfort fund that I call it, a safety fund. And there are certain basic principles that apply no matter where you live. Saving is not a negative experience. It's a positive thing. And we could get them to look at it a different way, not as punishment, but as a reward.
You're giving money to yourself.
Yes, pay yourself first. I know it's an old cliche, but it's absolutely true, and it absolutely works. And over a period of time, I think I may have told this story before, but had a young kid when he was 18, came in with his parents. He was an unusual young man, a senior in high school. But I showed him what he could do with an IRA, and what how much it would accumulate after 30 or 25, 30 years, different times. And I saw him not too long ago, and he said he'd been doing it. And he said, "You're right." he was so pleased about it.
It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You bet.
Good. Jim Ainsworth, longtime certified financial planner, of course, Northeast Texas author. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.